Welcome to Cisco on Cisco Case Studies, a series in which we cover what Cisco IT has learned from some of its key internal solution deployments. In the next 3 minutes, you'll hear how Cisco deployed Active RFID over the wireless LAN to track assets in its global enterprise. And now, welcome inside Cisco IT. If your company has trouble tracking valuable assets, as Cisco did, take advantage of your Cisco wireless LAN investment for fast and reliable asset location. Large companies often struggle with the complex, perennial task of maintaining up-to-date details of the whereabouts of their valuable equipment. One approach to solving this problem is radio frequency identification, or RFID. RFID can help streamline asset location, which saves employees time so they can stay focused on their core skills. Tracking high valuable equipment is both difficult and essential, and it's a task that had stymied managers at Cisco India Labs for years. Operations at these labs are spread across multiple buildings and sites. Equipment is often transferred among the labs or to outside vendors. Cisco India's finance group called for the accurate tracking of this equipment as a smart business practice, but a local government regulatory institution made it mandatory and issued heavy penalties for non-compliance. Auditors could drop in at any time to verify regulatory compliance by conducting a physical audit of the equipment assets. Complicating the problem, the engineering, logistics, and finance departments each use different spreadsheets for manually tracking the equipment. As a result, the data was often inconsistent and inaccurate. The company lost many hours to the convoluted process of manually updating the spreadsheets, and test engineers were losing valuable time when they couldn't locate the equipment they relied upon to do their jobs. Cisco India Labs needed a central repository for maintaining up-to-date information on equipment location. To solve the problem, Cisco IT launched a proof-of-concept project at Cisco India Labs to see how well the company's wireless LAN could work with active RFID tags to track equipment. The project would also determine whether the solution could communicate data about equipment location over the wireless LAN to an internally developed asset tracking application. The successful proof of concept showed that Cisco could indeed use active RFID tags for asset tracking. The wireless LAN could read the active RFID tags and locate a specific asset within a 12 to 15 foot radius. The active RFID solution takes advantage of Cisco's investment in its existing 802.11 wireless network. It's compatible with a central, internally developed database and application that Cisco uses for asset tracking, and the solution supports asset tags from multiple vendors. Active RFID simplifies regulatory compliance, and impromptu visits from auditors are no longer a threat to Cisco India's staff. Gone, too, are the days when Cisco India's staff spent long hours trying to sync up their conflicting data sheets, and test engineers roamed the campus in search of missing equipment. Today, they have more time to focus on their core tasks. Currently, Cisco IT is piloting RFID in its Amsterdam data center and plans similar deployments at other facilities in the near future. Thank you for listening. You can find more information about active RFID and wireless LANs and many other Cisco on Cisco case studies at www.cisco.com/go/ciscoit.